USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the U.S. is going to keep putting economic and political pressure on Iran's government to change their ways. The secretary met with military leaders on Tuesday and says this is not a new problem.
We all have to remember this isn't just 2.5 years or 5 years. This is 40 years of Iranian activity that has led us to this point.
As to the U.S. sending 1,000 more troops to the Middle East,
we are there to deter aggression. President Trump does not want war, and we will continue to communicate that message while doing the things that are necessary to protect American interests.
Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan is stepping aside. The president tweeted that Shanahan is removing himself for consideration for the permanent position. The president says Army Secretary Mark Esper will be the new acting Secretary of Defense. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings. $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to health care sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or pay back loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Fans of President Trump have converged on an arena in Orlando for President Trump's re-election kickoff. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
Some people started lining up for today's big rally last night.
It's part of the process if you're going to be first in line.
The president tweeting that there are about 100,000 requests for tickets, although there are only 20,000 seats at Amway Center. Still, people are hopeful they'll get in.
We're here to support Trump. We love our president.
Support the greatest president of all time.
Police, meanwhile, are bracing for large crowds of supporters as well as large crowds of protesters.
Senators are questioning President Trump's trade policies and tariffs on Capitol Hill. Republican Senator from Iowa, Chuck Grassley.
$22 billion out of the pockets of hardworking Americans is not in our national interest. I urge the administration to do everything it can to use tariffs as a last resort option.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Democratic Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez from New York is ramping up the rhetoric against the Trump administration's work to stem mass migration, calling centers where illegals are being detained concentration camps. Art Del Cueto is the vice president of the National Border Patrol Council. He reacts to AOC's comments.
When any individual makes that reference, it loses all the interest in me. It's disgusting to compare concentration camps to what the men and women are doing here protecting our country. In my eyes, honestly, you lose credibility. I've had it, you know, up to here with all these individuals constantly trying to compare concentration camps to what we're doing. I was just at one of the detention facilities. The kids were outside their cell because we have so many of them. They were out on the floor playing puzzles. They were watching movies.
Del Cueto also discusses the millions of people that President Trump says will be deported starting next week.
I mean, it's a welcome sight. We're going to have to wait and see what happens. I can tell you that the ICE agents are going to be very excited about, you know, finally being able to go out there and do their job. And if they need assistance, I'm sure there's other agencies within DHS that are more than willing to help them.
Control of the estate of singer Aretha Franklin is being decided in a Michigan court. A hearing was held on Monday in Wayne County where attorneys and family members of Franklin showed up to see if any decision would be made. The court will decide if any of the four handwritten wills she left behind are valid. You can check us out online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.